here for long. Catch me or I go Houdini. My favorite song. Okay, you can say I don't know how to sing. I just felt like starting like that because it's like Catch Me or I Go. It's not just about potential partners, about dating. I think it's about our life. It's like seize the opportunity, seize the day or the night or the moment or it's gone. And I use that analogy for my life, and I hope you do too, because this is another year that's gone by. Today's the 31st, almost at night, and I'm having my delicious ginger tea right here as I talk to you and tell you some things that work for coaching ourselves into a new year that's actually new. If you want that, and if you're interested in what I have to say when it comes to movement or exercise, nutrition based on microbiota, microbiome health, of course, and attitude that is fit and healthy for you. And it's all about discipline, but fun discipline, you know, because I like to help people look good and feel even better, you know, from the inside out. Yes, absolutely. So we all want to look good. In fact, I'm picking out my outfit, what I'm going to wear, probably a silver one with gold. I like to be all shiny, but I'm going to be taking a transportation that may not be the best place to wear that. so I'm just like making up my mind, oh, I can wear a jacket on top, you know, then my jacket is zebra. And so, you know, I like to be flashy, not on purpose, but that's, I guess, my personality. And I like to stand out, and I hope you do too, because if you're not shining and if you're not standing out, then you're probably just hiding, which is one of the things that we see in coaching, in many of our coaching students, that we hide when we are feeling afraid of what other people may think. So I have many ideas for you. I have a plan for you to actually have the best new year. And here it goes. Okay, guys, let's make lists. Yes, it could be in your head, but preferably in your notes on your phone, which is what many of us use, which is really practical. We could always look back. I use Keep Google. I use Google Docs as well. And if you don't want to depend on Google, I get it. Well, then use a notebook. I have to buy new notebooks. All of them are filled, basically. I don't know if I have any extra paper. I probably do. But anyways, those are little things. The most important thing is like to decide what you want to keep doing, what you don't want to keep doing, and what's actually going to make a difference, whether it's a word, a concept, something that you're not willing to do anymore in your life. And, you know, furthermore, it's like, how are you actually going to leave your old life behind in order to create something new for yourself, for your business, for your life, for your joy, joie de vivre? You know, I'm talking about mastering your high vibe. How can I be high vibe and still have tons of problems and pressures in this moment, actually? Because I set them aside. I trained my mind. I did my own coaching. Okay. I have my own coaches, and I really highly recommend, I totally highly recommend that you have your own coaches. And if you like me, okay, DM me to show you how it is to have a session with a coach that shows you what you're thinking that's giving you the results that you currently have. Okay, just a sec. I need to drink some more tea. Okay, can I swallow here without cutting this? Excuse me. Okay, this is like spontaneous. I did the same thing in Spanish. Usually I record my podcast in English, and then I do the equivalent in Spanish. Okay, just a sec. I need to cough. All right. So list number one, what do I want to keep doing? For instance, if you've been exercising regularly, going to the gym, going to the park, just having like a routine and you want to keep it that way, fantastic. But maybe you want to add something or maybe take something out. For instance, I'm going to do some kettlebell training after recording this because it makes me feel, I was going to say, alive and kicking and fit in just a few minutes. It's like I do 3-4 sets of kettlebell swings and I'm basically done. I already did my cardio, my resistive, my range of motion. And, you know, then I do some flexibility and mobility, and I have my own priorities, of course, and you have yours too. And that can also be seen in our session. because everyone can choose his or her own protocol. And you decide like what to eat, you plan ahead. But when it comes to deciding what you're going to keep, maybe you don't want to keep eating junk food. Maybe you don't want to keep on eating ultra processed foods. And that includes a bunch of oils that we have been eating, maybe without our consciousness, because it's just included in the crackers and cookies and things that we buy and we don't notice, you know, maybe even the bread. And I was joking with somebody because I had some French fries and I'm like, I didn't really think that they made these French fries with olive oil, did they? So it's not like I go to every single restaurant and demand that they use the best extra virgin organic olive oil in this case, you know. So sometimes I just eat something that may not be the best for me. It definitely may not be the best for our microbiome, but let's do our best. Even this 31st and the rest of the parties that you may have. Thankfully, I have a great party coming up and I still wanted to record this for you, with you, to share my thoughts and to share my heart, because sometimes we don't realize and we just keep doing the same things that were not giving us the results we wanted. So maybe, like in my case, I'm gonna add more greens, okay? More green drinks. And that doesn't mean filtering them. I believe in using and keeping the fiber, so it's more green smoothie. So I add a bunch of herbs that I have in my kitchen already. And that could be with some water or some tea, like the one I'm drinking, which is ginger with canelilla, which is amazing. And I make my smoothies, okay? So I'm going to be having more smoothies. I'm going to have at least one big smoothie a day. And that's one of the changes that I'm going to make, okay? So I will keep on eating high fiber. I will keep eating tons of lentils and legumes, which are the best for our microbiome, and super high fiber foods. And I don't know what you're eating that you want to keep eating that's good, or what are you going to drink that's good? Are you going to, now the second list is what we're going to eliminate. Let's say no more smoking, or maybe I'm going to drink less, and you can plan ahead. Like I said in some of the social media videos, like on Instagram, and I made a video in English, and I think I shared that with you, yes, in the lives that I actually shared on this podcast, so you can go back and take some tips from there. There's a lot of information, a lot of intensity. It may seem like I'm just having fun, and I am. At the same time, I'm sharing things that are very scientific, very accurate to what's really happening to our health when we do some grounding, for instance, okay? When we do mobility, when we actually squat down and we have our feet in the ground, in the grass, in the sand. I mean, it totally makes a difference. And I also talked about having a line on the sand when it comes to boundaries, okay? So those are things that are going to help us. And you decide in your list, it's like, I want to keep doing this, 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 this. I'm going to stop drinking so much. I'm going to stop watching so much TV or movies. I'm going to stop gossiping. Okay. Because we all gossip, we all judge. And it's like, okay, maybe minimize that in order to have more time to do the things that are really important for you. What is important? Obviously, when you come here and you want me to help you have your best abs and your best body from the inside out, I'm going to tell you that everything is important. It's like, what are we ingesting? What books are we reading? What people are we listening to? Who are we hanging out with? Who are we sharing the last day of our year with? Who are we sharing the New Year's Eve or the New Year's Day and nights and, you know, just moments? Like, who are we choosing to hang with? For instance, my family comes first. So I do the possible and the impossible to meet them at a celebration. And that's a story I might tell you later. But right now, I just want to acknowledge the fact that we are here and you may be getting ready for your celebration. And it's a good moment to reflect. It's like, what do I really want from next year? Because, you know, taking out the things that you don't want, it's like deleting, doesn't mean necessarily deleting everything, like, you know, throwing out the baby with the bathwater, cancel, that sounds kind of cruel, but, you know, it's an analogy. It's like, no, we're going to actually include some of the things that you already ate, like flaxseed. I just made a very whole cake, high fiber cake that has flaxseed that, of course, is ground. You know, it has to be ground in order to be absorbed well, and it's super good for you. High fiber, high fats. I talk about that in the podcast. I think you saw the video. Anyway, so many things I could tell you about. It's like, I still want to eat cake. Yeah. Okay. But what I'm not going to eat is actual junk. I really say no to that. Even yesterday, they offered me some I don't know how to call them, but they're like artificial ultra-processed snacks. Like, I won't even have one. I really don't. Why? Because I really care about my microbiome. And it's already kind of suffering today, to tell you the truth, because I didn't sleep enough hours on purpose. It's like I wanted to get some work done, and I still do. And so I said, okay, I won't sleep my 8 hours. I'll sleep 5, and then I'll make it up, obviously. I'll make it up maybe the second, maybe not necessarily the first, because we're going to be partying and everything. But anyway, doing my best to actually honor my body, and I hope you do too. Okay, that's super important. And really, when it comes to attitude, it's about deciding. It's like, what do I want to think about myself? Because we may love others, and the more I love myself, the more I love other people. Yes, and the more I can be, you know, connected to people. I don't have to delete people from my life. I can just keep them in my life, but with really, really good boundaries. And that's what makes a difference. And I really recommend that you do it, and I can help you for sure. Okay? So you can do that. And now the third list is one of the most important. It's like, what is my word for this year? I know there was a book. I haven't read it, to tell you the truth. And the book says that you can pick a word for the year. Okay, what is it? Determination, focus, perseverance, maybe love, light, prosperity, abundance, money. Maybe you want friendships. Maybe your word will be mindfulness. Maybe your word will be, you know, high vibe. I don't know what it is for you. Passion, motivation, inspiration. There's so many words. I could just be here forever giving you a list off the top of my head. And from my heart, I tell you that you've got to pick something that resonates with you, that really makes you come alive, that it's like, yes, I want that. Yes, you know, it's like what we call a hell yes. And, you know, if it's not something that is, yes, making you vibrate, then that's not your word, or that's not what you're going to focus on. And beyond the word, it's like, what do you really want to make a difference with? It's like, I decided that this year, 2024, coming up, I'm not going to do what I don't want to do. Maybe with 3 exceptions in the whole year. That's about it. But I'm going to negotiate with whomever I got to negotiate to not do something I don't want to do. Because sometimes people decide for me, which is what happened recently, and it made me so mad and resentful. And when we're mad and resentful, it's usually because there's a boundary to be set with people, obviously, because, you know, when it comes to our dogs, ¿verdad, Rica? Baby, I just talked to her in Spanish. Rica doesn't want me to go and hear the firecrackers. I know, darling, but it's just going to be a few hours that I won't be with you. And, you know, I feel sorry for her and for my baby Valentino, because they're going to be hearing the firecrackers that already started, by the way. And they're very scary. They're very scary even to me. Imagine for the dogs. It's just too much. Anyway, sometimes I do things that I don't necessarily want to do that would be called a sacrifice that comes with the territory. Like, I'm vegan and I'm going to be vegan for the rest of my life because I've never felt better. I don't even go to the doctor. I know, you can get mad at me about that, but there's no need to be doing any checkups, and I don't want radiation in my body of any type, and that's my decision, okay? And of course, there could be accidents, but I'm going to avoid those as much as possible. I like to stay safe. In fact, I'm going to get on a ladder and really, really, really be safe to cut the papaya leaves off the top. So many things I could tell you about, but you know, I just feel so, so healthy that I want everybody to try being vegan. If not forever, at least once a week, because it really makes a difference for the animals, the planet, your body. It's amazing. But I also know that dogs nor cats are not vegans, okay? Naturally, you can see their teeth, okay? Very different from ours. Ours is like to eat fruits, okay? How do you say frugivoro in English? Frugivore. We are like frugivore teeth, but they don't, so it's not like every single day, because I do feed them food that I eat. It's like high quality food. I don't give them commercial junk. Okay, just like I don't like commercial junk for myself. I don't want that for them. So, for instance, I froze a container full of food for them to eat when I'm not going to be here for a few hours. Okay, and the person is coming and giving them their fresh food. Yay, She knows I'm talking about her. Yeah, so that's really a hard thing for me to do, to be cooking something that I'm good at because I used to cook a lot for a big family that I come from. Anyways, yeah, sometimes we do things for others that we kind of have to do because we committed. I committed to my dogs, and they're 15 years old or more. And of course, I want them to stay here on earth as long as they want to. But whenever you guys decide you want to go to heaven, you just go. And something else I commented on my podcast in Spanish was about Valentino. 5 years ago, the vets told me that there was nothing they could do because his hind legs were paralyzed. And guess what? I asked God to help me. I don't know if you believe in God, your higher power. Yes, and his infinite intelligence of Valentin's body healed, okay? Obviously, with super good nutrition. That's why I'm so into nutrition, like really, really high-quality foods for us and not eat so much junk. Or no junk at all. And you decide what you're going to keep, what you're not. And it's so interesting because, you know, you might not want to keep, by the way, I didn't mention this, but toxic is not just in the foods that we eat. Toxic is in the injections that we get. I mean, at least know what you're putting into your body as much as possible, please, because it's your body. It's the only place you have to live. And when it comes to my dog, it's like I started feeding him only super high quality foods and tons of herbs and things that I could tell you about. Also, frequencies, okay? Special music to heal dogs that really has worked. And I'm still using it even today. I have one on that is, oh, not sounding in this moment. I gotta turn it back on. Something happened. Anyways, here I am being grateful because my dog was not only able to walk, but he's also jogging and going up the stairs and down the stairs. He's almost perfect, and just thanks to good nutrition and yes, some things. Yeah, the music, basically nutrition and music healed him. So that's why I want to heal my other dog that's having a few ailments, although I'm not feeling her have those ailments right now. Maybe the music already cured her. Anyway, so sometimes we'll do things out of love, and our companion animals deserve the best. So for a vegan to be cooking something that's not vegan, I'm telling you, for me, it's a huge sacrifice. I'll do it because I want to, because it's a decision I made with my prefrontal cortex, okay? Remember that we have that primal brain that wants to keep us safe and keep us in the cave and keep us basically on the couch, just eating junk and drinking alcohol and stuff and smoking and just watching whatever's on. But that default is not going to take us to the place we want to be, to the person we can be. So if you want to be your best self, your next level self, you've got to let go of your old self, okay? So yeah, my future self says, okay, Monica, you want to keep talking, but you also want to join your family for the party and go to your computer and upload some videos for your clients. So do what you said you were going to do, and I will. And that's my prefrontal cortex, my discipline. I was going to disciplinarian, although that sounds really strict and ew, like we don't want that. No, but my fun discipline says, let's go, girl. Let's go to the party. Yay. Okay. So I'm going to end here, although I have so much more to share with you, as you know. Happy New Year in advance. I love you so much. Thank you so much in advance. If you can leave a review, that would be wonderful. 5 stars would help me a lot to advance in this podcast this year. I'm going to make it out of the heart most of the time. You know, I was trying to make it differently, like, oh, I'm going to do it like this person that says episode number this. And I guess that would help in a way, but that didn't work for me. What works is to do this spontaneous. And sometimes I'll be sitting down with all the research and talk to you about, just like I did with papaya and flaxseed and so many incredible foods. I'm going to do it with beans next. I don't know. And fibers. And we're going to talk about how the prebiotic fibers feed your natural probiotics in your gut so that they can be happy. And remember to get your sleep as soon as possible, because we can have those 100 trillions of good microbes and bacteria growing there if we feed it the right fibers, okay? That means more seeds, more nuts, more grapes. I was going to say more fruits. Yeah, have your 12 grapes and 12 wishes if you want. Have your veggies and, you know, eat a lot of things that keep the blue zones healthy, like sweet potatoes. Just everything that is healthy. Why not? Just put in much more healthy stuff. Take out the bad. Let's take out all the toxins. And let's add that inspiration of who do I want to be? Like, I want to talk four languages, and I'm pretty good at it. So I decided I'm going to learn French and Italian, and I'm going to be fluent just like I am in English and Spanish. And that's a decision, and it's fun, and it makes me happy. And it's like, I can do this 10 minutes a day. Why not on Duolingo? You can follow me there, Monica Sancio. And yes, it's fun, and it's fun to do what you want to do. And so I'm going to do everything I said, the computer thing, the kettlebell, the taking care of my dogs, I haven't even eaten. I don't care. I don't care about eating today. I just care about you. I care about being here and being with my babies, my dogs. They're eating, of course. I'm going to serve them their food. And it's going to be so amazing. So many things I want to tell you. But yeah, remember that 90 to 95% of our serotonin is produced in the gut by the help of our bacteria, okay? Talking about lactobacillus, bifidobacterium. And the idea is that you can have high mood, high energy, and high vibe. It's like your mood goes up when you actually eat more fiber. And that's my theory, and it's backed up by science. And that's what I'm going to be teaching at the university where I graduated cum laude as well, in the Simón Bolívar, where they're inviting me to teach seminars. So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to have all the science, and I'm going to say, this is my theory, and this is what I believe in. And mostly because we want the postbiotics of the probiotics, okay, to be helping us with our immunity. 70 to 80% of our immunity depends on our gut. And that's why I am so convinced and so excited to share so much with you. Science, what makes sense, and you decide, okay? You don't have to believe anything that anybody says, not even what I'm saying. Just believe what your gut says, okay? Trust your gut, trust your instincts. And it's like, what? Seriously, our immunity, our natural immunity depends practically on us eating the right things that have fiber. And there's nothing in the animal world that is full of fiber. Everything that's full of fiber and rich in fiber is in the plant world. So let's be plant powered, baby. It's like, yeah, baby. Anyway, let's be plant powered, okay? And the postbiotics include amino acids, enzymes, vitamins, neurotransmitters. So that's where it's at. Super interesting. Lots of research to be done. But now you know, start with the prebiotics to feed your probiotics so that you can produce the postbiotics. Okay, love you guys. Cheers. Love and light. Take care. The best wishes that I have for you in love, prosperity, and health. Health, health, health. Mwah. Take care. Ciao. Oh, guys, you know, I want to keep telling you things, but this is a bonus, okay? I talked about things and activities like exercise, nutrition, and attitude that you can keep or let go of for your new year. I really highly recommend that we let go of the thoughts that no longer serve us, even if they're true. It's like, okay, even if it's true that this person did this to me, for instance, that would be an unintentional thought, and that would make me mad at the person, for instance. I let go of those thoughts, and I'm more into, okay, people are just doing the best they can. It's like, oh, what cute models they have. Models are ways of thinking, right? It's like, okay, let them be who they are, and let's love our family, our friends, our acquaintances, our colleagues, whoever we come in contact with, our partner. It's like, let's love our people without expecting perfection from them, because we're not perfect, and you know it. Thanks. Oh, I almost forgot. Eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Move around more. Get physical. Yay. Do the work. Yes. Squat and kneel and all the things. And absolutely stay positive. Like I said, focus on the good things. Focus on what you want and not on what you don't, right? Because you taking care of yourself and you being at your best, guess what? Makes all the difference in the world. Yes. When you think good thoughts about people and about yourself, you're going to feel really good. I'll give you an example. I am doing the best I can. Okay, that can help. And it can also be like, I'm determined to succeed this year in this and this and that. I'm determined to make changes in my health and fitness, like this and this and that, you know? And how do you feel when you think I'm determined, or I will do this, or I'm going to the gym, or I'm going to eat more plants, or I'm going to eat more fiber? When you think I'm going to eat more fiber, then it makes me feel excited or determined or, you know, very decided, decisive, and centered. That's the idea, okay? Cheers.